Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Brendan Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a big deadline at work, a fight with a loved one, or even just a bad hair day. Ever feel like you're drowning in self-criticism? Like your inner voice is constantly whispering, you messed up, you should have done better, not good enough. Well, today we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial for navigating those moments. Self-compassion. It's not about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer a good friend going through a rough patch. Think about it: when your bestie is feeling down, do you berate them? No. You probably offer a listening ear, a warm hug, and maybe even some chocolate, I won't judge. So why are we so quick to turn on ourselves when things get tough? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about self-compassion in mental health. 1. Self-criticism is like that annoying fly buzzing around your head. It's distracting and makes everything feel worse. Instead of fighting it, acknowledge those critical thoughts without judgment. Say to yourself, okay, I hear you, but then gently redirect your focus to something more positive. Think about a time when you overcame a challenge. Remind yourself of your strengths and past successes. 2. Everyone stumbles, it's part of being human. Perfection is a myth, a total illusion. We're all going to make mistakes, have setbacks, and sometimes even screw things up royally. But remember, those moments don't define you. Learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. 3. Practice mindfulness. It's like hitting the pause button on your thoughts. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and notice the present moment. Feeling overwhelmed by to-do lists? Take a mindful walk in nature or listen to some calming music. Even 5 minutes of quiet reflection can make a world of difference. 4. Treat yourself with the same kindness you'd show a loved one. Would you scold your best friend for having a bad day? Probably not. So why do we do that to ourselves? Remember, self-compassion is about being your own best cheerleader, offering support and encouragement when things get tough. 5. Seek out supportive connections. Human beings are social creatures, after all. Talk to trusted friends or family members, join a community group, or consider seeking professional help if you need it. Sharing your struggles and connecting with others can be incredibly empowering. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an inner critic? Like that nagging voice is telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. You know, the one that whispers doubts in your ear and makes you question everything about yourself. Well, imagine this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly you trip and fall flat on your face. Ouch. Now, most people would probably react with a mix of embarrassment and frustration, maybe even a little self-blame. But what if you approached that situation with a little bit of self-compassion? Instead of berating yourself for tripping, you might say something like, hey, that's okay. I'm human, and sometimes these things happen. No big deal. You could then focus on getting back up, dusting yourself off, and moving forward with grace and a sense of humor. That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to navigate life's inevitable bumps in the road with more resilience and kindness towards ourselves. So remember, being kind to yourself isn't weakness, it's strength. It's about acknowledging your imperfections, embracing your vulnerability, and showing yourself the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Take a moment right now to reflect on these key takeaways. Acknowledge those self-critical thoughts without judgment. Remember that everyone stumbles. Practice mindfulness, treat yourself with kindness, and seek out supportive connections. Ready to embrace a little more calm over chaos in your life? Then go out there and be kind to yourself. Share this episode with a friend who might need a dose of self-compassion. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace one mindful moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.